And I'm Philip Collins of the Engineers Network. I'm here being assisted by Sharon Ann Meyer, Sam, and Joel Anastasi. And tonight we're going to be connecting with Archangel Uriel. And tonight we're going to be talking about ascending or descending. And we're going to review five guidelines to assist us within that process. I'm going to remind you, once I go into trance, that we'll pause with each guideline, and you'll have an opportunity in each one of these guidelines to ask any specific questions that you have. Online, just go to star 6, and you'll queue up, and Sam will get you into the classroom. And then, of course, if you're here in the physical classroom, you'll just step forward. We should move a chair around here so people can get to the microphone. Okay. I'm going to begin with a meditation just to sort of get us all connected. So if we can just get comfortable, get your physical bodies comfortable, and sort of plant your feet on the surface, the mantle of the surface of the earth. And this is all of us take a deep breath in through the nose, hold it for a second, and let it out with a phoneme ah. Ah. Very good. Breathing in one more time. Hold it for a second and let it out. Drop that jaw. Ah. One final third time, breathing in. Hold it for a second. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Let it out with the sound of ah. Ah. The sound ah, ah, actually encapsulates each of the frequencies and the vibrations of the chakra system and balances them when we let that out. Let us continue to connect with our feet to the mantle of the earth, going down, down, down into the core of the earth, the electromagnetic energy of the earth, and connecting with that pulse or that vibration which actually allows our heart to beat. And feel the presence of Mother Earth, Gaia, Mother Gaia, whatever you choose to call this conscious being called planet Earth. And allow this energy from this electromagnetic field within the core of the planet to vibrate up from the interior of the planet to your feet upon the surface of the planet and to your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat chakra, your third eye, your forehead, your crown chakra. And let's transcend yourself from your crown chakra up into the eighth chakra, the lunar surface, the solar cystic surface, the ninth. Out beyond the solar cystic surface of Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, Nubero. Out into the galactics, the 10th. Entering the black hole of the galactic, our Milky Way, and allowing us to move into the universal with hundreds of millions of galaxies, the 11th chakra. Entering the black hole of the universal frequency and entering the multiversal, the 12th chakra, completing the 12 star systems that seed this planet. Beloveds, dear ones, you're in the process of activating all these higher chakras, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. It is your divine destiny for this to take place at this time. Receive the energies from 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7 back into your crown, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 back on the mantle of the earth. Receive this energy, this cosmic electromagnetic force, which has maintained and sustained you for the hundreds and thousands of lifetimes that you've had on this planet and other planets. And know that this frequency is your divine essence, your eternal divine essence that can never die. As together we say, so be it.
Okay.
So we'll go into trance.
Okay.
Archangel Uriel will give us a message, and then Joel and Sam will begin our lesson. Just give me one moment, please. Greetings, beloved humans, being human upon the surface of this divine planet, this love adversity, learning to love, learning to manipulate this cosmic force called love to create the lives you say that you want, to embrace your divine destiny, dear ones. Your year of 2016 is a very unprecedented year for you, dear humans. It is a year that all the 12 star systems that seeded your planet are coming together with a monthly wisdom and tool and teaching to assist your process of moving into a higher frequency of existence. You have experienced the harmonic convergence in your mid-summer, your mid-August, where the planets within your solar system have lined up to support your process. So the heavens, dear one, the cosmic heavens are all behind you within this process. Have you noticed that your world is in a state of chaos and upheaval, a clearing and cleansing of the duality and the separation leading to confrontation that has been your learning tool for eons upon this planet? What you're experiencing this year, 2016, is a clearing and cleansing so that you do not have to learn this way anymore. The final 2,000-year cycle of this planet moving from a carbon-based reality into a crystalline light reality began in your 2012. You're all in the process, depending upon the frequency of your soul plans, to move into a higher state of existence. Some of you will do it in this lifetime. Some of you will do it in the next lifetime. Some of you will do it in the lifetime after that. And some of you may even choose not to do it at all. And you will be given the opportunity to do it elsewhere within your freedom of choice and your freedom of will. So we ask you, what do you choose? For those of you who are within our earshot, who've chosen to connect with this wisdom, this information, this time, it is obvious the choices you have made, isn't it, dear ones? Or we wouldn't be gathered together at this time. What we're going to review at this particular gathering and this particular evening are five guidelines to assist you within the process. These are core, dear one. These are the tools, these are the teachings, this is the terminology that you will need to assist yourself within moving to a higher frequency of existence. With the balance of the masculine and feminine energy on the left and right of the channel that we're coming through at this time, we will begin our time and lesson together tonight. As has been explained to you, within and at the end of each of the five guidelines, we will open up to your questions, the clarifications you may need, or any further questions you have in regard to those specific guidelines if they are not clear and concise for you, dear ones. Let us begin.
Many of you are aware that your planet and species are experiencing a shift like never before in your recorded history. Actually, shifts like you are experiencing have happened before in past golden ages.
And those ages, dear ones, would be examples of Lemuria, Atlantis, early Egypt, early Greek, Aztec, Mayan, are some examples of similar processes happened at that time. What makes this unique is the timing, the timeline on the ascension process of the planet herself.
But your planetary ascension process now makes events unique at this time. Now, the old paradigm of your governments, religions, corporations, educational and medical institutions, which attempt to control you, are once again not meeting the needs of the people.
You cannot control, dear ones, what you did not create. You did not create this planet. You did not create humanity. Thus, all the elements that have attempted to control you, which have been listed here, are up for your review. Continue, please.
You are waking to this reality and are preparing to create a new reality of equality, harmony, and balance.
That is the focus and the energetic balance of all higher realms. Equality, balance, harmony. The core issue within the human species at this time is the imbalance of the masculine and the feminine energies. You see that coming up in your political arena, dear ones, as we speak to you now. Continue, please.
This is a personal process of inside out, not outside in, no matter how things appear in your current world now.
What does that mean to you, dear ones? Inside out, not outside in. What it means is that the truth of your beingness lies within you, and the process that you're involved in now is learning how to access that through the DNA within your knowing heart. In effect, learning how to think with your hearts, dear one.
Positive change will be accomplished through the activation of your soul plans, your reason to be here, knowing who you are and why you are here.
That is the question to be asking yourself. Who am I? Why am I here? And the tools have been given to you from other higher realms to assist you within that process, and we can speak further and more in detail about that later.
Many of the tools and teachings to affect change are coming from we of higher realms, not the human mind.
And that is a hard thing for humanity to accept, because you have been taught that everything originates within the human mind. We'd like for you to entertain the concept that the human mind is a receiver of wisdom, that it does not originate there. Play with that.
This is a challenge for some, but not for many others. The truth is that we higher forces have been helping move humanity for eons toward a divine destination of unity and oneness.
Each one of the previous golden ages, and you're in the process of establishing a final permanent seventh one, be they Lemurian, Atlantean, Egyptian, Greek, Aztec, Hopi, Mayan, were all assisted by the connection and the wisdom of higher realms. It is that unified connection that you have been disconnected from and manipulated away from that you are in the process of learning how to reconnect to. It is your divine destiny that you be connected through your multidimensional aspects of yourself to be channels, to be messengers of these realms in order to gain the wisdoms that you need to move forward within your ascension process.
Are you ready to accept that forces outside yourself can and will assist you in creating a world that reflects a universal wisdom and allows you to move into an evolved reality?
Ask yourself that question, dear ones. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, am I willing, am I able to trust and surrender through the trust of a higher frequency outside of myself, beyond my mind, beyond what I know about life, to assist me in my process. But it is my divine destiny to be connected to these frequencies. Ask yourself these questions, dear one, and see what answers you receive. And accept with compassion and forgive what comes forward.
Through your discernment and resonance, how you think and feel about something, an internal gyro system, you can employ this higher support now or not.
So there's your gift from the higher realms. There's the process of inside out, not outside in. Within you, which you've lost the wisdom of, is your resonance, how you feel about it from your heart, your thinking heart, contain the DNA of all experiences that you've had from all past lifetimes and the believing mind. So if you check in with, how do I feel about this? What am I thinking about this? Balance these two, the emotive feeling and the thought from the mental body, and realize it will show you the path. Do I go straight ahead? Do I turn left or do I turn right? And trust within that wisdom, dear ones.
There are many human teachers and messengers receiving guidance from higher realms and bringing it to you.
So are you ready to become one of those? Are you ready to accept your multidimensionality, to transcend your 3D existence through your emotions, your thoughts, and your physicality, and realize it is your divine right, your birthright, to be connected to the realms from which you originated, dear ones?
How do you know what is true and who to trust? Let's create some guidelines that can help you during these current times of chaos and change.
All right, dear ones, before we go through these 5 guidelines, which can seem so simple, and they are simple, but it is the human mind that complicates the simplicity of the ascension process, we'd like to see if there are any questions or clarifications you need about what's being said now and why it's being said at this particular time.
Well, thank you for inviting that, because there's no exaggeration in any of the words you're using here, such as chaos and we're experiencing a shift like we have never before in recorded history. You know, we've been told so many times that the United States was divinely created, and these institutions of democracy have all been divinely guided and created. And we are being challenged internally, not externally, to these democratic systems like perhaps we have never been before. And for many of us, it's a very alarming time. And I hear what you're saying about trusting and surrendering to what you're saying, but I wonder if you could address the issues of the challenges that we're seeing right now in the presidential election, where many of us are absolutely horrified by what we're hearing from one of the candidates, certainly. What would you say about it?
Dear ones, this is the only country on your planet at present where what you're experiencing can take place at the level that it's taking place. The drama, the dynamic energetic force of who's right, who's wrong, who's in control, and all of the density of being human to come out in such a forthright way from the communication systems that we of the archangelic realm of Uriel gifted to humanity. Dear ones, we gifted cyberspace to you. We gifted the invention of cyberspace to you in order to free yourself from the controlled media that you have so that you could bypass the third frequency. The Ethernet really is the fourth and fifth frequencies at times, in order for you to get all the information in your vernacular, the good, the bad, and the ugly of it. So we would like for you to contemplate and realize that all that is taking place is uniquely taking place in this epicenter of the United States, which is the focal point for this particular planet of moving into the next final golden age. So each actor, if you will, is a player upon the stage of humanity to move you into your divine destiny of an ascended, higher conscious state of beingness. There are very few places, or perhaps nowhere else on the planet, that this process would ever take place. So in effect, it is your destiny of what is taking place to be taking place at this time on the level and the frequency. And understand all the players have a divine character role within the process. Does that help you deal with
it? Yeah, it does. I'm not feeling any better, but...
Well, let's talk about the feelings, shall we, dear one?
Yeah, okay.
First, let's define exactly the meaning, value, and purpose of a human feeling, shall we? Your feelings, your emoted feeling, the reason you have an emotional body and you were gifted with that and a mental body and a physical body, because that is your sacred trilogy of being human. It's how you chose to configure yourself within that sacred triangle of existence. Your emoted feeling is actually your divine pathway to your higher self. And the thing that you have often feared, beloved humans, within your process of being human, is experiencing these feelings. If you feel them deeply enough, what will happen is that they will release from the DNA and the RNA of your cell or your memory, which has been passed on from lifetime to lifetime. What you fear most in being human is to feel these feelings and understand the true empowerment of self, self being a reflection of all that there is and that divine aspect of yourself. So we ask you to feel these feelings deeply. What is coming up within this process? Remorse, anger, rage, disgust? Whatever it is, so that it can come up out of your cellular memory and your DNA and RNA of your cell structures, which are programmed to live eternally. And as a result of your emotions and thoughts, that's what prevents you from living immortally at this particular time, which is your destiny, for you return to that state of beingness. So you're experiencing all of this now, and we ask you to feel these feelings deeply, not to avoid them, not to pretend that they do not exist in order to release them. Does this make sense, dear ones?
Absolutely.
This is the purpose of what's going up. As the channel that we're coming through often says, it is your cosmic colonic. It is your clearing. It is your cleansing, dear ones. Are there any further questions as to the importance of this taking place at this time?
Well, let me just say that I think it is important for us to see it as a clearing and cleansing. It's just hard to see that right now because nothing seems very clear or cleansed.
You are in process, dear ones. You are within your personal process, and we're going to get into this in a moment as one of your guidelines. As long as you are in this frequency of emotions, thoughts, and physicality within the third dimension, which you reside in at this time, you will be in a personal process, whether you are conscious or unconscious of it. So what we're wanting to remind you of tonight is the choice to become conscious of that personal process to transcend you from being human. You're not here to escape being human. You're here to transmute being human by mastering being human through mastering the self through life mastery. Does that make sense, dear ones?
Yes.
Is there any clarity that you need about that process?
I'm going to turn on the question, Carrie, online, so if you have a question at any time, just hit *6 and we'll get to you. Thank you.
So understand the importance of the choice that you've made. If you will, dear ones, the human contract that you've agreed to being human, to be a part of this process. This is the consciousness, dear ones. This is the awareness that can allow you to be of this and not in it. To be of it and not in it by being conscious of the meaning, value, and purpose of what you're experiencing and why. Once you go into it rather than being of it, you're in the drama of it, stimulating the nervous system and becoming further addicted to that stimulation. Does this make sense, dear one?
Yes, and thank you for that, because that's been my issue. I've been allowing myself to be in it.
And what that does, dear ones, is it stimulates the nervous system. It releases such hormones such as adrenaline and other hormones within your system, which activates the human nervous system in order for you to feel alive, in order for you to feel worthy and good enough to be alive. In effect, through this ascension process, when we talk about are we ascending or descending, you are learning how to use these tools. And it's not always a process of always forward. You can take a few steps forward and sometimes a half a step back. And be patient with the process that each and every one of you are right where you need to be in this moment of now. Does that make sense, dear one? It's not to compare you with someone else. It's to just acknowledge and accept with compassion, I am where I am, where I need to be, but ask yourself the question, where am I, and know the answer to it. And accept you are where you need to be within your own individuated, unique, personal process. Realizing, again, that the self, the relationship with self, self is a mirroring of all that there is. It's why, as being human, choosing to be human, you've chose to learn all of this through something called the relationship of self. You're just beginning to learn, dear ones, what in the world self means. Did anyone ever tell you that self is a reflection of everything? And it is the choice that you've made through the relationship with self. Then you begin to understand the interconnectivity of everything. You begin to embrace the concept of oneness, of weak consciousness, of a unified field of existence. This is the process that you're involved in at this time, dear ones. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Are there any questions about this? The one thing we want to come away with tonight in our gathering, dear ones, is your full acceptance and compassion, forgiveness, or how you are choosing to learn, how you're choosing to learn, what you need to learn, where you need to learn it, when you need to learn it, what you need to learn, how you need to learn it. There's the divine order of it all. Any further questions?
Could you just briefly just touch upon the difference between being in it and surrendering to the situation?
Being in it and surrendering to it are different. If you're surrendering to it, then you are in it. If you are of it, you no longer need to surrender to it. Does that make sense, dear one?
Not particularly, no.
I didn't get that either. Could you
clarify? If you are in it and surrendering to it, then you are in it. Do you see that?
Well, yeah, but you're surrendering to it and knowing that it's there, but not making drama about it.
If you are of it, there is no need to surrender because you are not in it. Do you see, dear one? Can you see the difficulty for the human to even differentiate between being in it and of it?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a core issue with humanity. But if you can master this and realize that many of you are just in process of mastering it because you may be hearing it or you've heard it before and not really understood what it is, and just begin to work with it and ask yourself, when all these things are transpiring, this chaos, this drama, this duality and separation, which is leading to confrontation, who's right, who's wrong, who's in control, where's the masculine energy subjugating the feminine energy? Where's the lack of balance within these energies? Where's all of this going on? Begin to ask yourself, am I down in this drama? Do I need to be attached? Is that a comfort zone? Is that a pattern? Is that a habit? Or can I move up move up. Be of it, know that it's going on, but not be in it and attached to it. And needing to surrender myself from it. But surrendering yourself from it can be a stepping stone to release yourself from being in it to of it. Does this make sense, dear ones?
That's one of the reasons why we're told to turn off the television set, isn't it?
Well, dear ones, that's the choice that you make of your freedom of choice and freedom of will. What you choose to be exposed to. And it's not so much what you're choosing to be exposed to, but how you are responding or reacting to it. Now, what is the difference between responding and reacting? When you react to something, dear ones, you are not taking into consideration how it affects others. When you are responding, you are caring about how it affects others. So there are many nuances within your language, which we want to acknowledge is a challenge from we of the archangelic realms to come down into a human, use a human as a channel, and actually use language to describe what's actually taking place, because we experience everything energetically. So we are taking these higher realm concepts, slowing our frequency down and coming down into human language and assisting you by giving you the tools through language, in this particular occasion, the prepositions of in and of, to assist you. But play with the nuance. Are there any other questions?
Okay, there are five guidelines here that can help us during these current times of chaos and change. And the first
one... So, dear ones, there are no other questions about what we have preceded. Is that correct? Online or in the country?
There are no questions.
All right, let us continue.
Okay, the first guideline, being the message. Notice if the ones bringing higher truths to you appear to have a private and public persona that are not the same.
Dear ones, the two elements within this are doingness and beingness. You have a world created around being, doingness as your primary aspect, leading to beingness, rather than having your beingness create your doingness. And again, as with the in and the of, this can be a challenge for the human mind to complicate something which is rather simple. But your world is set up by, if I do this, I can be in a state of happiness, rather than saying, I choose to be in a state of happiness that will create the doingness. Continue, please.
There are those teaching one thing and being another.
Your political arena, your governmental arena, your spiritual, your religious arenas, your medical arenas, your educational arenas are fraught with this, dear ones, of a division between an internal and external expression of self. Continue, dear ones.
This deceit and the denial of the deceit will no longer work in your world of fast cyber communication that we gifted to you and transportation.
And that's what's taking place now. You are in process with this. And this is beginning to be revealed through you, through cyberspace largely. You are seeing it's being immediately exposed when someone positions something publicly that is different from their internal relationship with self, the inside out rather than the outside in. And that's being revealed to you, that deceit and the denial of the deceit through the communications that you have now that you haven't had in your recent recorded histories. Continue, please.
Are they trying to sell you something? a remedy or workshop at an inflated price that reflects their wounded ego? Being your message at this time is vital. Then the beingness can create the doingness.
And we would like to add within this the concept of mastership. You hear this word bantered around in your communication, master teacher this, master teacher that. Dear ones, a true master, an authentic master, will never label themselves as such, as master. What you will experience in the mastership creation is the desire to recreate itself. What is inbred and encoded within the master, the ascended mastership, if you will, is this desire, this passion, this love of other to duplicate itself. So we ask you, as you are toying and playing with this concept of being the message, to also look at being the message in relationship to those who are labeled as master teacher. What that implies is, come to me, I have the truth, I have the only truth, I am the guru, bow before me, and before no other gods come thou. The master will reveal itself through the duplication of self. It is essential now, since there has been very little truth in your world, and there has been the deceit and the denial of this deceit that we're talking about within this tool, that truth be completely revealed. You are experiencing that in your United States at this particular time within your political arena. Are you not?
Yes.
You are also experiencing it in your self-empowerment relationship with your medical community or your educational systems about how to redefine a patriarchal educational system. None of your present system is truly meeting the needs of the individual. We the people, by the people, for the people. It's not. None of that is taking place. So you're at a crossroads of allowing the old to disintegrate and sometimes kicking and streaming all the way. But it is a death process of that old so that truth can come into your reality. By really understanding what learning is, what healing is, and who you are and why you are here. Are there any questions about this concept and the importance, the vital importance of being the message? Realizing, dear ones, for those of you who are involved in teaching, you are all teaching what you need to learn. Any questions?
If you have a question online, just hit *6. That'll put you into the query.
Can you look within your relationship with self as you ponder a possible question and see where the priority in your life has been doingness? Where you have been taught, if I do this, I will become that? That the doingness has preceded the beingness? Can you see an example of that? Does anyone have an example of that they would like to share? It is time to understand the aspects of being. You know the phrase, I am, and you have heard creation described as, I am that I am. And this is your infinity, your verb to be. And you're beginning to see the connection of beingness with creation and the relationship of creation to yourself. So by being your message, by being authentic, by being transparent, by being truthful, you advance your evolutionary process of ascension. So we have a little exercise for you, dear ones. We'd like for you to start the question, I am, and follow it by who you are. So take a deep breath without thinking about it and say, I am, and declare who you are. I am.
I am truth.
We'd like for you to project that out a little louder, dear ones, those online and in the classroom. Straighten your backs, dear one. Take a deep breath. And declare to creation, declare to the universe, and most importantly, declare to yourself who you are. I am.
I am God.
I am truth.
I am love.
There you go. I am that I am. And if you so choose, to the best of your ability in this moment of now and going forward, commit to being your message. Check yourself when you are not. Gather those around you that can still see duality or separation within that. Look at your spiritual leaders and ask yourself, are they being their message? For the reason they are being who they are is to learn to be their message, or they wouldn't be who they are. And that's true for each and every one of you, dear ones. Does this make sense? Are there any questions about the state of beingness?
Anyone have a question?
Let us continue.
Okay, seeing no questions, let's move on to the second guideline for ascension, being in a personal process. It is essential that you be involved in a deep examination of the self, being a reflection of all there is, through a process that supports your highest good and the good of others. You can do this alone or with others. There are many metaphysical therapists trained to support this process. This endeavor has a life mastery program from beloved Brother Michael. Use your discernment and resonance to find the one that feels right for you. Your personal growth is a process of inside out, not outside in.
So the self, again, this examination of self, since you chose to be human through self, yourself, myself, self. Without examining it, you cannot transmute it and release yourself from it. So we of the higher realms realize that humanity has been grappling with this for several eons. So we have created platforms beyond the human mind, exercises and tools that allow you to go through an energetic process to deeply look at your wounds from past and present lifetimes, the ego defenses that you have gathered around these wounds, and really understand who you are, why you're here, what your talents and gifts are, and affect learning how to truly activate your soul plan, your purpose and reason in being here, so that you can bring it into the world, into world service through your talents and gifts, realizing that each and every one of you are indispensable or you wouldn't be here. And that is a mighty difficult thing for many humans to realize. How can I, one insignificant person, be such an essential, vital aspect of the whole drama of human life and creation? You have been taught not to value human life and not to value self. And that has gathered lifetime after lifetime, incarnational cycle after incarnational cycle, dear ones. that has brought you to the predicament of where you are now. So through a personal process, you peel the onion, you discover the wounds and defenses, you become conscious of them, and through your consciousness, you shift them, you heal them, you slowly release them, and within that process, you eventually free yourself from yourself. And each of you will have your own unique timetable, your own timeline on this particular process. Your traditional psychotherapy procedures in the past have had limited success with this process. Our counsel to you is to connect through your resonance discernments with individuals who have been trained from the higher realms of exactly what is the relationship with self, how have you gotten to the predicament that you've gotten into, and how can you heal and release yourself from it. And again, the purpose of that release, the purpose of that healing, is to move into a higher frequency of existence, because where you are is a dense frequency. You're entrained to the highest frequency within the environment, so the process is healing the density, moving to the higher frequency, which allows you to move and match the frequency and vibrational rate of the planet, which is moving from a carbon-based reality to a crystalline light reality. Thus, all things upon and within the planet, the process of being and doing the same. Are there any questions about that process of ascension and how that's happening and how the personal process in relationship with the planet's ascension process are taking place? Are there any questions or clarifications that any of you need about this, dear ones?
Well, Uriel, I've done a number of Life Mastery sessions, and, of course, fundamental to the whole process is learning to love ourselves. And so many of us come to this process with not knowing how to do that because we haven't been loved very often in our childhood and haven't been taught to love ourselves, sometimes, often, quite the opposite. And many of us are still trying to move forward on the path without that strong foundation of self-love. That's how I've experienced many
things. So you have two key words there, love, self, self-love. Okay, so we've talked about self being a reflection of all there is. Now let's just chat about love for a moment, dear ones. It's a human emotion, but it's so much more than that. It is the frequency, is the foundation. It is the energy that allows all creation, and how you manipulate that energy through the absence or the presence of love is what creates reality. So a foundation of beginning to understand and wrap your minds around exactly what love is vital within this process, which has been missing in most human learning and most human teaching. This particular planet is called the Loveriversity because you are learning to be graduates within this vibrational frequency energetic vortex, if you will, of love. So it is a loving force of creation. It's constructive. It is not destructive. It can become destructive because through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, you can decide what you do with that energy. You are given a lifetime supply of energy in each incarnational cycle, and whether you choose to do that lovingly or unlovingly is up to you. Many of you have had lifetimes after lifetimes with the not using it in a constructive but a destructive capacity. So just by becoming aware of this choice and this seeing yourself as a container of energy, and you have the choice to do what you will with this love force, to use it as love or not to use it as love. And we'll give you another example that many of you have heard before. Take nuclear power, one of the strongest energetic forces on your planet, but surely not the strongest energetic force in the universe, we will assure you, mild in comparison. Its foundation is something called love. So you take it through your freedom of choice and freedom of will as being human, and you create a bomb. And you drop it on people, and you murder and kill hundreds of thousands or perhaps millions of people. We ask you, how do you think that energy feels? That it's been manipulated into destruction rather than construction. And look within your lives and see what choices you're making with the energy supply that you're being given. Many people see themselves as the victim or being human, and all this learning is some unnecessary trial. So let us explain why it is the way it is for you. Because your mental body needs to know, dear one. You've had many golden ages on this planet, extraordinary ages that have transcended anything that you have accomplished now. And they met a demise through their disconnect to the higher realms from which we come from. You're in the process of creating a permanent connection through your permanent healing of self through a personal process, in order for the final golden age to be created. Does that make sense? Can you see and understand why, how you're choosing to learn? And it is your choice. It's a choice that you made. We didn't make it for you, dear ones. You realized in your own soul plans and within your higher selves and within your I Am presence and within your Christ consciousness, you said, and you agreed. You agreed. You chose, we will learn this way through the relationship with self. Not to be a victim, not to be a punishment, but to be a permanent form of healing. With all this transpired in the past, with your past golden age, it was the only way that you could choose for the permanent healing to take place. Do you understand that, dear one? Can you accept with compassion and forgive that process? You cannot escape it without the examination of the relationship with self through a personal process, however you choose to be and do that, dear ones. Are there any questions? What is the one thing and your silence, dear ones, that all of this requires? It requires you being and doing the work. That's why so few of you show up for these types of teachings. It's not someone telling you what to do, predicting your future. It's you having to be and do the work to free you from yourself. And dear ones, let us be perfectly clear. There is no escaping that. None whatsoever. So we ask you, are you ready? Are you in a state of readiness to commit to freeing yourself from yourself through a personal process? What is your answer, dear one?
So if someone tells you your personal growth is a process of outside in, not inside out, use your discernment. If someone is attempting to fix you from the outside in, take this, do that, beware. Apply what resonates on your own.
Yes, dear ones. There's a world filled with take this, do that, and I'll be happy to take your money in the process. And we ask you, within that arena of take this, do that, do you see things getting better? Do you see things improving? Do you see things evolving in your personal or your collective lives the way you wish for them to be? We ask you. Look around you. the divine essence, dear ones, that lives and lies in every one of you is the answer, is the connection. It is that of which we speak. That we're asking you to learn how to connect to yourself and to trust and surrender to that power within yourself. And dear ones, it is that power within you that humanity fears the most. It is not death. You have been taught for so many millennia that it is otherwise. You have lost that eternal connection to that truth that lies within you. And that is why, dear ones, the heavens are joining together and the starseed energies that are coming in this year, 2016, and events such as the harmonic convergence, lunar activities, galactic activities, universal activities, multiversal activities that are taking place as we speak to support you. Many of you are conscious and aware of these. This is the heavens' way of saying you're not alone. You have never been alone. You will never be alone. And you are mastering being alone without being lonely, dear ones, many of you, aren't you? With all that outside chatter, hooked up to the electronics, addicted to your iPhones, dear ones, within the silence is all creation. Within the void, within the annoying are all the probabilities of creation. They won't come from the external electronic chatter in your world. You are drowning in chatter, dear ones. Find moments to be with yourself in silence and listen to creation. And see what you receive through being silent. Go into nature. Connect with the electromagnetic force fields in your forest, along your oceans, along your lakes, amongst your wildlife. And begin to see the interconnectivity of everything, dear ones, and you being an aspect of that. Every conscious being, every plant, every animal, every mineral, every conscious being on this planet had a conscious decision to come here, to be here, to affect the process we're talking about of ascension, of moving from density back to light. Can you begin to see the interconnectivity, the integration of everything we ask you, dear ones? The divine order of it all. This is what you signed on to. This is who you are. This is why you're here. If anyone ever tells you otherwise, walk away from them, dear ones. Are there any questions?
Questions?
Okay, let's go on to the next guideline, your divine birthright. Know in your heart that whatever is happening within you and the world is a divine process unfolding.
Can you see that right now with all the chaos, with all the conflict, with all the chatter? Can you trust and surrender to the divine process, or do you choose to be in the drama and attached to it in order to keep your nervous system stimulated?
Yeah.
Continue, dear one.
No one else is making anything happen except you.
Wow. No one else is making anything happen but you. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you know that is your truth? Can you take that responsibility? Because when you're not taking that responsibility, you're creating consequences not to your liking because you are not employing the universal equation, responsibility equals consequence. Who else would be making it happen. If you are creation experiencing itself, if you are, other than you, we ask you.
Most of us want to find somebody else to blame.
And who are those other people, dear ones? Name them.
My mother, my father, my family, my culture, my government, my school, my teachers.
My. The list is endless. And what is missing?
My ex-husband, my ex-wife.
What is missing on that list?
My landlord.
What is missing on the list, dear ones?
Me.
Ah. Me. Myself.
And I.
Dear ones, we would like for you to repeat three things. I am creating my life.
I am creating my life.
Two more times.
I am creating my life. I am creating my life.
If you think for one earth moment, dear ones, then anyone else can create your life but you, you have been sorely misleaded. You have been told a multitude of lifetimes of untruth. You are within yourself, creation experiencing itself through being human. You are that divine spark of creation that chose to come to this particular planet to be a part of an evolutionary process called ascension on this planet. And dear ones, it isn't stopping here. When you have learned to master yourself in order to go into a unified field of world service and unity field we consciousness, your mission and existence just begins. Then you will move into planetary world service, into solarcystic service, galactic service, universal service, multi-service, service to all that there is. This is who we of the archangelic realms are in service to, dear ones. You are an aspect of it. But you are an aspect of it. You're not all that it is. We are in service to all that there is. And we've chosen as a vital aspect of that the responsibility of this particular planet to be world teachers and guardians of it. We are the archangelic realm of Uriel and many other higher realm forces. The next time you feel lonely, dear ones, we want for you to stop and imagine how your body works, how you breathe, how you move, how things were created, the seen and unseen life forces on this particular planet, and begin to see the magnificence of it all. Freeing yourself from self to become an integrated aspect of everything. Continue, dear one.
Okay, I'm going to read that entire sentence because that first part was just half of it. No one else is making anything happen except you, being supported by higher realms or whatever you choose to call us.
We don't care what you call us, dear one.
Your ability to grow and expand is a natural part of who you are and why you are here. Awakening and remembering your divinity, which is not necessarily associated with any religion, is key.
Dear ones, take a deep breath and repeat three times. I am a divine being having a human experience.
I am a divine being having a human experience.
I am a divine being having a human experience.
Louder and stronger, dear one.
I am a divine being having a human experience.
This is who you are. This is why you're here. Continue, dear one.
You are divinity expressing your divinity each and every moment. Look at the world around you. We, the people, are demanding your divinity and equality.
That's what's taking place. When your United States was created, and that process began almost some 70,000 of your Earth years ago, dear ones, forces came together, the Ascended Mastership created councils. They began to energetically formulate what has become the United States of America. Your founding fathers received from the higher realms extraordinary documents and papers which allowed you to free yourselves from yourselves and all of the dense negative forces that had ruled the world prior to the creation of this planet, but this country. This nation, this United States of America, will move the world into a new world paradigm. There is a clearing and a cleansing taking place at this time in all of the forces that we have discovered, discussed, government, corporation, education. All of this is transmuting into a higher frequency of existence in order for this country, with the guide of the Ascended Masterships, and we are the Archangelic Realms and other Star Realm forces, to see the planet to move into a unified field of consciousness. Become aware of that. Become aware of your being here. Become aware of those who strive to come here, those yet to arrive here, and be a part of this process of ascension of the planet through what is taking place within this particular nation. It is a divine mission, dear ones, that you have all chosen to be a part of. And we ask you, through your own talents and gifts and knowing who you are and why you are here, what aspect and part of it you would like to partake in. Releasing yourself from yourself and moving into a weak consciousness of world service, being a part of taking that. Read those founding father papers, dear one. Realize they came from forces such as we of the higher realms to create a new world paradigm of unity consciousness. You're not here by accident. You're here by design. Are there any questions, dear ones? Are there any questions, dear ones?
If you have a question online, hit star 6. Questions? Anyone in the classroom? No?
Okay.
Okay, moving on to the fourth guideline to ascension, spirituality in the way. Be careful thinking your spirituality is special or makes you better than anyone else.
That thinking, that particular aspect of thinking, comes from your mental body. Not to be confused with a process that many of you are involved in of learning to think with your heart by allowing the believing mind to transcend into service of the knowing heart, which contains all the wisdom that you have learned and accumulated from previous lifetimes. Continue, please.
As in many human matters, spirituality can be used to say one is special and knows the true path to enlightenment.
Who the channel is being at this time is not special. It is your new normal. It is your divine destiny to connect to we of the higher realms, dear one, and be and do the same. Continue, dear one.
There are many paths to the same destination. You are all going to get there. It's just a matter of when and how you choose to learn.
That's the most important aspect of this, dear ones, for each and one of you. For your freedom of choice and freedom of will, how and when are you going to move into a higher frequency of existence through your consciousness? Continue.
It's your divine right to be and to do so. Each one of you is on a unique place on your path. Accept this with compassion for self and others.
Many of your spiritual religious leaders, by not being their message and thinking they are special and what they have to bring out into the world, and pandering to our herd consciousness, have actually stalled the evolution and the process of humanity. At the basis of all religions and many spiritual wisdoms are many, many truths that have been manipulated and corrupted, if you will, by human forces. Again, through your own resonance and your own discernment, your resonance, how you feel about it through your heart, your discernment, how your mental body, how you think about it, you will decide who to listen to. Realizing that each one who has chosen to be a teacher or a spiritual leader, careful of the word master, is only being what they need to learn through the way that they are being it. And that's why their soul plans often have chosen to be those individuals at the head of your churches and the head of your spiritual endeavors. If they don't, in your vernacular, cop to that, beware. There is a lot of misdirected energy within that. We wish to make a distinction, since we're talking about spiritual components, a delineation between the fourth dimension, the astral and the psychic, and the 5D from which we reside and beyond. Within the 4D and the psychic, your mediumships is a disembodied reflection of the world that you live in now. There's no teaching, there is no wisdom within that, and there can be much mischief as a result of infringing upon people's freedom of choice and freedom of will by, quote, predicting the future or telling someone what to do. You are all psychic, dear ones. You all can tap into the next frequency that you go to every night when you sleep, and it's the first place you reside after your so-called physical death. The frequencies of the channel that we're coming through in the endeavor that he is a part of called the Engineers Network is 5D frequency, vibrational, and beyond. Our mission and our purpose is to bring teachings and tools into humanity. Not to tell you what to do or how to do it, but to give you the tools through your freedom of choice and freedom of will to be and do it yourselves. Are there any questions or anything you wish to share about spirituality and the way, dear ones?
If you have a question online, hit star 6 in the classroom. Anybody? Questions? No? Quiet group tonight.
Okay, let's go to the fifth guideline. It's all about love. You are all on this planet, which is a loverversity, to learn to love self, which allows love of others.
If you see that, dear ones, let's make sure we understand that. As we're talking about the basis of all reality, it's a relationship with self. You can't love another without loving you. If you're judging someone, you have judged yourself first. If you're blaming or shaming someone, you have blamed or judged yourself first. If you can begin to clock into this and click into this reality of the relationship with self, it can change your whole experience of the reality that you're creating. If you see something in someone that is abhorrent to you, yes, you can set a boundary around it, define a truth or a need around it, but also it most likely is activating something within yourself, the needs for other healing or addressing. And that's the oneness integrated concept of reality that you all have in common. Does this make sense? Are there any questions about this?
So if we're horrified by Mr. Trump, for example, we should look at ourselves, too, to see what it's reflecting in ourselves.
Listen to what this divine soul is saying. And ask yourself, have I ever had those thoughts? Have I ever had those feelings? Or is someone who I've cared or loved for? Or even, is there someone in your life who's resonating with supporting this individual's behavior? And ask yourself how that's making you feel. It's actually, in many cases, dear ones, creating duality in friendships and families and loved ones, because people cannot accept that component within themselves. Can you see that? This individual, this divine soul you call Trump, is representing all of the unhealed aspects of the masculine energy that's coming up for review in a very tangible way in order to be healed. Now, we're not asking you to accept that as your reality, but to see it within yourself and mirror that healed component by seeing it within yourself out into your world. And through that entrainment, you will entrain to the highest frequency within your existence. You will create the world you say you want. Does that make sense, dear one?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see the self-empowerment, the energetic self-empowerment involved within that process? Do you see it, dear one? You're all players upon the stage. Your Shakespeare said it so ably within your English language. You're all doing the cosmic choreography of being human. But are you, once you know something and it becomes applied knowledge, are you taking that applied knowledge, dear ones, and factoring it into wisdom and making your choices upon wisdom? What's lacking within humanity at this time is applied knowledge leading into wisdom. For example, you know that killing one another doesn't work. You know that war doesn't work, but you continue to be and do it. We of the higher realms have mastered the concept of applied knowledge moving into wisdom, and we only make decisions of which way to go or to be through wisdom. And our spiritual leaders are the wisest counsels that we have, because they're able to access, through their applied knowledge, all the things that didn't work. Someday, soon, dear ones, you'll be able to go into some of the energetic crystalline libraries that exist within the core of your planet, which exist within the Akashic Record, and you'll be able to pick up a crystal. And within that crystal will be everything that worked or didn't work with a particular event that allowed the knowledge of all of that activity to go into wisdom and to be able to then pluck the wisdom into your conscious choice at that moment. And that's what is missing. Are there any questions about this, dear ones?
Uriel, since we are all divine souls, and we've come here to learn to love, are people like Mr. Trump volunteering themselves to be teachers, so to speak, to teach us these things through what is not as well as through what is?
Yes. They are sacrificing themselves for the evolution of humanity. And it can seem very extreme if you take it back to someone like a Hitler or one of your dictators who actually kill hundreds of thousands or millions of people. And it becomes very difficult for humanity to understand these players upon the stage of humanity, because what's missing in your wisdom, your applied knowledge, is understanding the karmic connection between those individuals and all the individuals who are affected or on some level choose to be affected by the interrelationship of those people. You've heard the expression, there are no accidents, there are no coincidences, and all these things are abstractions in the human mind until you get into the concept of applied knowledge into wisdom. And you begin to see it is there is a divine order within it that is reflecting the way humanity, through its freedom of choice and freedom of will, is choosing to learn. Can you see that, dear ones?
Yes.
As horrific as it might seem, it is a choice that humanity has made to create a permanent healing. Now, there has been quite a bit of thrashing about in your vernacular, needless to say. So the question we have to ask you from the archangelic realm of Uriel is, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired of it? If you are, we ask you to make another choice, since we cannot intervene with that. Because that's the choice you have selected as a species, individually and collectively, to choose how you learn, what you need to learn, the way you need to learn it. Does this make sense, dear one?
Yes.
Can you apply that as you look out into your world? Can you remember that as you see these events transpiring? And ask yourself individually, what choices am I making of how to be and how to do? To be of it and not to be in it. And that's not to isolate yourself from it, or to say that it doesn't exist, or I want to escape it entirely. As we have said earlier within this gathering, you are here to master being human in order to transcend being human. Are there any questions?
If you so choose, you can create communities of equality, harmony, and balance that support a universal cosmic love.
Without that, you're not going anywhere, dear ones. You're not going anywhere. You will stay in the quagmire of what doesn't work until you've either destroyed yourselves, which has happened before, or you wake up and you make a decision that there is an interconnectivity of everything, and you have mastered your individuated aspect within that, and are conscious of the choices that you are making through your talents and gifts, through your healed relationship with self, and learning how to take the energetic force field of love, factor that into doing good within the world with no intention to harm. And you have a protocol, and you have a wonderful wayshower group, and your ascended masters. They have all been human. You have a photograph of them in your classroom, some of them. For those of you who are in the classroom, take a look at them. They've been human just like you. They have mastered being human, transcended it, been given the wisdom for the manipulation of energy to manifest reality for the highest good of all with no intention to harm. Find one of those ascended masters, whether it's Saint Germain, Lord Atlantis, Ananda, Lady Nada, Serapis Bay, Paul the Venetian, whoever it might be, and study them, and learn about their incarnational cycles, and what they achieved in being human, and how that reflects and resonates with your life, and how they made their ascension process the priority of their life, and what they achieved and went through to free themselves from this frequency in order to be given the gift of all creation. That's your destiny. Your destiny is to be in the ascended mastership. You have the same DNA and RNA as these ascended masters have. In your inner earth civilizations, you have the same DNA and RNA of those advanced civilizations in the core of your earth, which your natural sciences are beginning to realize exist. You're surrounded. So above, as below, as below, so above. You are encapsulated with these higher frequencies that have existed that are waiting to join hands with you, your ascended mastership above, your inner earth civilizations below. You're surrounded, dear ones, by love and a pathway your ascended beingness. That's the reality. Are there any questions, dear ones?
So, if you choose, you can and will create a new golden age of oneness. What do you choose?
There's your question. There's your question. You have been silent, many of you, and we sense that you're integrating much of this on a level that you have never integrated it before. Be aware that the planet is moving at an accelerated pace. Your continents are reconnecting. There will be geological activity and weather activity, and we remind you that your emotions and your thoughts are creating your weather patterns. Be aware where your storms originate, where they travel to, where they land, what is the consciousness at the beginning or the end of these storms. It is your destiny to learn to perfect perfect weather. It is your destiny to work in concert with the geological ascension activities of the planet as your continents are moving in a unified feel. It is time for more of you divine souls to be on the surface of this planet than ever before, to experience this, as we said earlier, consciously or unconsciously. There are more of you experiencing it consciously than ever before. Dear ones, you signed on to an extraordinary journey of being human, to transcend being human, and to move into full mastership of being in service to all that there is. But there's much work to be done here and now prior to that taking place. But we wanted to give you another peek once again beyond the curtain of what lies ahead of who you truly are and why you signed on to this. More and more of what we speak of will be revealed to you as more connectors and communicators of the higher realm step forward and bring their wisdom out into the world. It is your destiny to learn to master energy in order to heal yourself mentally, emotionally, and physically. You are largely treating symptoms right now in your ignorance, remembering that fear, doubt, and ignorance are the monsters of mankind. Fear and absence of love. It is a marvelous time to be human, dear ones. You are here at a most vulnerable time within the evolution of your planet and yourself as a species. Welcome to this wonderful world of ascension. Are there any other questions, dear ones?
I just want to read the last sentence that's been here. Allow these guidelines to activate your soul plan and support your ascension process.
So in closing, dear ones, remember, you have a soul plan. You each have an individuated soul plan, a purpose, a blueprint, a reason to be here. The channel that we're coming through at this time is written extensively about how to activate that and many others. So we ask you in leaving and closing tonight, are you ready to fully activate who you are and why you are here?
Remember, this is a love offering basis. You can donate online at theangelnewsnetwork.com or in the classroom. And next week we'll be with Archangel Michael. Jeff Fasano will be channeling Archangel Michael. And that following Sunday on the 23rd, Philip will be at the Theosophical Society doing a bit from his sacred poetry book. And that's at 3 p.m.
Thank yourselves for showing up. And good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks for coming, folks.